Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here. Welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Lessons in strength, wisdom and courage. You know that feeling when you trip over thin air and land flat on your face? Yeah, we've all been there. It's embarrassing, it stings, and sometimes it feels like the universe is conspiring against us. But what if I told you those stumbles, those so-called failures, are actually stepping stones on the path to greatness? Today, we're diving into a stoic concept that can seriously level up your life. Developing a positive relationship with failure and mistakes. Because let's be real, folks, avoiding failure is about as realistic as trying to catch a cloud. It's going to happen, but how you handle it makes all the difference. So buckle up, because we're about to unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you transform your perspective on failure and turn those oops moments into opportunities for growth. Number 1. Failure isn't a full stop, it's a comma. Think of it like writing a story. Every writer has their share of revisions, edits, even deleted chapters. It's all part of the process. In life, that misstep doesn't mean you're starting over from scratch. It means you have valuable information now to adjust your course and keep moving forward. Number 2. Embrace the learning curve. Ever notice how the hardest things in life often become our greatest strengths? That rock climber who conquered Mount Everest. The athlete who broke a world record. They didn't get there by avoiding challenges. They embraced them, learned from every fall, and kept pushing boundaries. Failure is your personal training montage. Number 3. Stop comparing yourself to others. This one's a biggie. We're constantly bombarded with images of perfect lives on social media. But remember, those curated feeds rarely show the struggles, the setbacks, the learning curves. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, learn from your mistakes, and you'll be amazed at how far you come. Number 4. Reframe your language. Swap out those negative self-talk scripts, "I failed," "I messed up," for more empowering phrases like "this didn't work out as planned," "what can I learn?" "Or I'm going to try a different approach next time." Shifting your perspective can make all the difference in how you handle setbacks. And finally, number 5. Remember that everyone fails. Seriously. Even the most successful people on this planet have had their fair share of flops. Think about Thomas Edison and his light bulb. He famously said, "I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Embrace those failures as stepping stones to your ultimate success. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented artist who dreamt of showcasing her work in a prestigious gallery. She poured her heart and soul into creating a stunning collection, but when the day came for the exhibition, only a handful of people showed up. Disappointment washed over her, she felt like giving up. But then, Sarah took a deep breath, remembered our stoic wisdom, and decided to reframe the situation. She saw it not as a failure, but as an opportunity to learn and grow. Sarah started asking for feedback from those who did attend, attended workshops to hone her skills, and even reached out to other artists for support and advice. A year later, Sarah's work was featured in multiple exhibitions, and she had gained a loyal following of admirers. She learned that sometimes the greatest triumphs come after navigating those initial setbacks. So, remember, folks, failure's not an ending, it's a redirection. It's a chance to learn, to grow, and ultimately, to become stronger and wiser. Don't let fear of mistakes hold you back from pursuing your passions. Embrace the journey, celebrate the victories big and small, and remember that even in those fail moments, there is always something valuable to be gained. Now, go out there and make some amazing things happen. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little stoic wisdom in their life. Until next time, keep it stoic, keep it real, and keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.